This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good morning, this is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. Excited to be back. Wasn't here last week. It hurt me very much in my soul. But I found other ways to beam it up, if you will. So, alright. Just getting set up here as per usual. I wisely downloaded my playlist so that no funny business could happen with the internet or anything. So, anyways, happy 7-Eleven. I believe if the rules of my childhood still apply, you can go to 7-Eleven and get a free slushie or something like that, if that's useful information to you. But yeah, anyways, today, I hope everyone's doing well. I've been thinking so much, really in my big thinking era, if you will. So I've got some things to say, I think. You know, sometimes the thoughts and words find me, but a lot of the time, you know, the things I want to say are a bit bigger than words. So music helps. I have a playlist today called Serenity and Suffering, because I've been thinking about these concepts a lot. It's just full of some songs I've been listening to. I think to start off, we have a song called Shapeshifter. I've been reading Parable of the Sower, and it talks a lot about change and how change is the only constant, and I love whenever books talk about, like, the second law of thermodynamics or entropy and stuff, and using that to understand how the world works, because this guy over here does that as well. So, anyways, here's Shapeshifter, gonna continue getting set up. It's pretty chill, hope you enjoy, and thanks for tuning in. I apologize, I think there might be some funny business, but back to very serious, intentional, present music playing shortly.
anywhere I go, I won't find anyone who loves me enough to make you look bad. Driving away from here, but I'm still looking under my nose to see who I am. But anywhere I go, standing at any gate, I'll show. I go, I won't find anyone who loves me enough. If I ever pay you back, if my money and wallet's intact, I'll probably understand. Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan.
Hello. Hi. That was... Let's see. So I played Spellbound by Susie and the Banshees because I had that on my computer and it's the only thing that would play. Hope you enjoyed and felt entranced. Then there's also played Shapeshifter by Tensi, which they opened for Wednesday when I saw Wednesday perform on a Wednesday. And then Don't Hold Your Breath by Liz Phair. And then Impossible Germany by Wilco. I have been listening to a lot of Liz Phair. And I listened to a lot of Liz Phair. I was just talking the other day on the air about how... talking with a friend regardless. About how sometimes I think... I love music and I think it's really cool, or like I like finding new songs to listen to that I like, and I can't really analytically describe why I like these songs. I just do. And then I kind of, you know, listen to them for like a week straight and then maybe don't come back to them for a while. And then, you know, when I re-listen to them, it makes total context or total sense in the context of what I was, you know, subconsciously thinking about or working through. And then, you know, I think when I find a new song or something and I really cling to it, I think it's a way of putting a feeling I have somewhere before I'm, you know, until I'm ready to process it or something like that. Cool stuff. So anyways, was listening to a lot of Liz Phair last fall, and I've been listening to Liz Phair now this summer, and yeah, I really like her sound. It's quite, you know, it's simple, it's a lady and a guitar, kind of, and yeah, also have been watching The Bear, and they played Wilco on the show last night. Epic stuff. So I thought I would include that song. Kind of, I don't really know what the song means. Kind of gives me a feeling of, I don't know, you can be anywhere. I don't know. But back to Liz Phair, and Don't Hold Your Breath. I really like that song. Feels a little sad for the morning, but also, that's what the playlist is today. It's Serenity and Suffering. There are periods in my life where I really can't listen to sad music. It will just take me down to rock bottom, but not really there right now. And I love sad music because I think it reminds me that there is a beauty to be found in everything. There's an experience to be described in everything we feel, and it can make happy music that much better, but it can also just be appreciated for what it is. I think, yeah, I like sad music because I think so much in life we are conditioned or afraid of feeling bad, but sad music, and you know, it gives you a place for sadness to live for a bit in a song. In listening to it, you are sitting with, you know, a feeling that, you know, otherwise you might maybe run away from or not process or feel. And I think it's all very important to, you deserve it in your experience to feel the highs and lows. Because it's kind of like, I don't know, there was in philosophy and stuff or something, like, you can't know what good is if you haven't experienced bad. If you're just happy all the time, you can't. If you're sad all the time, maybe you can't know happiness if you're happy all the time. You know, there's balance. Room for everything. Life has changed. Life always surprises you. I think it's best to have dynamic feelings throughout the process and dynamic soundtracks and stuff. But yeah, I like Liz Phair right now. I've also had this thought that, like, the way her songs are so straightforward, or her album Guy in Exile in Guyville, it's Exile in Guyville. The songs are kind of simple, and they're just storytelling, and, like, I don't know. I feel like you learn the most about life through stories, and also in fairy tales and things like that. But yeah. Good stuff, Liz Phair. Anyways, had this thought, or I've been thinking, like, just listening to Liz Phair's music, and it kind of embodies a sentiment to me that, like, love is a simple thing, but people are not simple. And yeah, we try to navigate this space, and it should be very straightforward, and it really can simplify things when you love people. You kind of know what to try for, you know where to pause. But also, humans, cognitive processing is, everyone's a bit different, and yeah, thinking about up next, there's a Smashing Pumpkins song called Suffer, and I think they say all that you suffer is all that you are, and that just made me think, I'm also in a class about psychopathology right now or something, but yeah, thinking about, like, I don't know, all the things that shape you, which, you know, a lot of the time aren't the most positive events in life, those sit with you more than I think in your brain, in your wiring and stuff. Well, actually, it all, you know, everything's all accumulating kind of equally. But anyways, like, the things that you suffer from, or the experiences you have that really ingrain in your body, that is what makes you up. Anyways, that's what all that you suffer is all that you are makes me think. And then, yeah, I guess more on suffering. Maybe after I have a song called Shame in You by Alice in Chains, pretty classic, I think. Been trying to, you know, another feeling I think humans avoid a lot is shame. It's probably one of the deepest things we have. But yeah, more on that soon. I have Alice in Chains, The Smashing Pumpkins, and Liz Phair coming up, and also a PSA on the horizon. So yeah, anyways, more lore soon.
Well,
Speaking of suffering, I just have a PSA. I think, anyways, just really quickly wanted to say that if you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message. Just don't drink and drive. Don't do any substances and drive. It's really bad. People have lives to, protect, take care of, etc. So thanks. Here, suffer.
Thank you.
Alright, that was Shame in You by Alice in Chains, Suffer by the Smashing Pumpkins, and Shane by Liz Phair. Hope you enjoyed any or all of the songs. The Shane song, sorry to play more Liz Phair, but you know, sometimes I just wanted to do that. Sometimes you just gotta let the song play. But anyways, I have played it for the reason of the sort of loop it goes on at the end, which is you gotta have fear in your heart, which I've been trying to wrap my head around. But I think, again, in avoiding the feelings, the moments, the depths that we are, admitting our faults, admitting we are not perfect, or also that, I don't think the good outweighs the bad. Labeling things as good and bad, what does that really do? I don't know. But I think the real thing is to have balance and radical self-acceptance of all the things you find within yourself, because they're part of your story and journey, and part of what you need to understand to be yourself. And I don't know, having fear in your heart, I think, a heart as an object, which is the same place where love emits from and is received. A lot of times you want to push fear out of that, but fear lives there as well. It's kind of like you can't experience joy without sadness. I think you can't experience love without fear. I think it makes sense to me in that way, at least. We wouldn't love so deeply if we weren't so afraid of losing people, places, and things, and if we weren't so maybe deep down afraid of change, even though that's all there is. I think love feels fixed, and fear feels like, oh my gosh, what's next? Oh my gosh, what's next? Sort of. Anyways, thinking out loud here. It's kind of off the dome. Off the dome. Also have been thinking about how at the top of a family tree there's like that great, great, great ancestor or whatever. And then everything descends down from that. I don't know. I was thinking about what if you flipped a family tree upside down or on its side, so that all of the webbing converged at you. I think the diagram is possible for sure in my mind, but also, we're all connected somehow through experience, and I've been thinking about that, you work through things that have also been handed to you in this life, and that is also hard to process because there isn't exactly, a verbalized component to all of that. But, also, thinking about suffering a lot. I've had a lot of time this summer, if you can't tell, just to sit with everything. And there's kind of just this hum that it's supposed to be there. It's humans are an anxious people, anxious species. It's probably how we survived for as long as we have. And there's this will to be alive that is, unending, and it's part of everything. I think it's what enables love and connectivity, but it also perpetuates suffering in perpetuity a little bit. And I don't know, I think we're either, distracted from it, or sitting with it, and living through it. But it's so, there's, thinking about sunsets and stuff, thinking about how when you look at a sunset and, let's say time wasn't a factor or something, you had no idea what time it was. You don't know if it's the start of a new day or the end of a day. And I don't know. You're not really thinking about that when you look at a sunset. I think you're thinking about how beautiful the sunset is. So also trying to focus on, music and beautiful images and nature. And humans have a cool ability with their senses to, just integrate their surroundings and be present in the world. And Also have plenty of pathways to find a lot of deep, deep joy in being part of everything and experiencing everything. But yeah, and you can't really escape the human condition in love. If anything, it amplifies the human condition. People have all different kinds of escapes. But there's balance to be had. Escapes are essential, and so is awareness of what you have going on. I don't know. Who am I to say literally anything? Yeah, those are just some of my thoughts I've been having the past couple of days. And yeah, I think, you know, you can never be bored if you are, looking inwards. There's so much stuff to process all the time. And again, I've been, appreciating, the little moments when it feels like, you know, science and self click, or like, you know, entropy and stuff, how that, you know, kind of aligns with other things I see in the world and explanations I want to have. And I'm always trying to pursue an understanding of things, because I feel like if I can make sense of things, they're easier to process or something. And I think music does that, and I hope talking out loud does that, and I hope that anything I'm saying is any comfort, insight, or solace whatsoever. But, you know, humans are not simple, and things land in many ways, but... trying to live with an open heart, and I encourage all to do the same, but not in like a way that like it's bad if you don't, you know, whatever it means to be you and do you. And yeah, so not really sure what to play out the band with, if you will, or you know what the band should play out with. I have some higher energy songs. How about a little scatterbrained today. And by scatterbrained, I mean pretty at peace. That's kind of my homeostasis. So I think I'm going to play a song called Heal, that I heard yesterday on my Discover Weekly, and it's pretty good. It's a little TV staticky at the beginning, but it resolves. So, anyways, enjoy. I'll be back to see you later. All right, so that was Heal by Weed. Just found this song yesterday. I was thinking about how Heal with an A is, you know, sounds the same as Heal with an E or two E's. Heal is like stop, and then Heal is like, you know, fix yourself, whatever. But then, yeah, this song says stop somewhere, heal, heal, heal. Hey, you know, it's like heal. Like, you know, when you need to heal, you gotta stop. Sit with it. Sit with it. Anyways, cool stuff. This has been Nat also, listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Gonna play us out with the song called Wolf. It's about crying wolf, I think. I think it's a good song to play because, I think crying wolf or whatever, it's like, you know, you think you know something and you really don't, or you want attention. But focusing on the part of it that's like, you know, you think you know something and you don't, I think, perpetually always crying wolf, because, when we know something, you know, it can be immediately subject to change, or everything is change. I don't know. I think love is one of those fixed things in life that you can kind of know. There are people in your life that you're supposed to know and love, and you can feel that and know that. But yeah, I guess I mean to say here's to crying wolf and being wrong and all that kind of stuff, all that stuff. So anyways, here's Wolf by Veruca Salt. I hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for listening, and maybe we'll see you in a couple weeks. Maybe we'll see you next week. Changes all around. I don't really know what to expect. Anyways, have a lovely day. I hope you find peace somewhere. No need to be afraid of yourself or, yeah, there's love to be found everywhere, and I'm sending a bunch of love out there for you, to take as you wish. Anyways, here's Wolf by Veruca Salt. Thanks so much.